Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please introduce yourself and tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, I'm B. I'm a local safety advocate, and I'm a safety advocate because when I was 18 years old, I had a 2.5-ton, 60-foot class one power pole fall on my back, and it crushed my pelvis, my hips, gave me nerve damage. The pain that I experienced when the pole hit me is actually the same pain that I'm in right now.
Ooh.
And it's the same pain that I've been in for 26 years. So I'm a huge proponent of injury prevention because a lot of people don't realize or recognize how much an injury will permanently change your life.
Right.
Like people who get injured will earn less. They'll get less promotions, which actually leads to lots of mental health problems as they see their peers get promoted and elevated and raises when they're kind of stuck in place. Mm-hmm. And it's not something that's really discussed and talked about because we try to spend a lot of time ignoring the consequences of an injury.
Right.
And so that's what I do and I talk about. And I try to help people understand what it's like to be in an incident.
Right.
Because a lot of times after an incident is when people are like, oh, I need to take safety seriously. I need to be aware of. So I lead them through that so they can experience my incident,
mm-hmm.
and so that they can experience my injury,
right?
And then, they've had that. They can then take that away and really internalize the safety mindset that comes from it.
Okay.
I give them some tools as well, some things to watch out for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something I'm truly passionate about because of my lived experience.
Right, right. And so how do people get in contact with you to like go through these like lessons that you give? Is this something that individuals call for or organizationals call for?
Either, both. Okay. Typically, I would do for organizations. Mm-hmm. On the 28th, thanks to a grant from the RMWB, mm-hmm. Arts, Heritage, and Culture,
mm-hmm.
A community investment program.
Yeah.
I am putting on a show two shows at Keanu's Recital Theater.
Okay.
There's one at 2:00 that I'm doing for students. And then there's one at 7 o'clock that's open to the community.
Okay.
And anyone can come to that. I teach the lessons, I go over. And then beyond that, they can find me at Brandon at dragonhearth.ca.
Okay.
And that's hearth, like a fireplace hearth.
Okay.
And it's because I like to think of my, especially when I do my coaching, it's more of like a fireside chat.
Okay.
Than a, someone who's coming in with, all kinds of, credentials and is going to come at you with I don't know, very formal lessons. My lessons are all based on my lived experience. Of being someone who was, you know, I call my show, and you can find tickets for it at Keanu Theater's website.
Okay.
But I call my show 18 The Day I Died.
Okay.
And there's a couple of reasons for that. One is I did die for just a little bit.
Casually.
Yeah. I just died for 2.5 minutes. But you know, I got better, like that Monty Python sketch. I'm not dead. That's what I was saying on the hospital bed as they're, you know, pumping my heart to try and get,
make the best of the situation.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know, during my talk, I tell some of the, terrible jokes that I was telling. Right. Well, the pole was on top of me.
Right.
Oh, in fact, you have a great sense of humor.
So, yeah, you, well, you have to. If you're going to be under a pole, like how many opportunities do you get to use that as a mechanism for telling a joke? Right? Hopefully, you only get the one opportunity.
That's right.
Right? You're not going around
dying all the time.
Yeah, it is. But, and it's tough because a couple of years ago, and still it happens, there's YOLO, right?
Yeah.
You only live once. Yeah. And I can't be a part of that.
Yeah.
Because I'm a YOLT.
Yeah.
You only live twice.
There you go.
And, you know, that really made me feel separated from the community.
That's the Drake remix. You just heard it here first.
Yeah.
That's awesome. But listen, we need to throw it to one of our sponsors before our Tanner segment, the Max City Minute. So, Tanner, let's hear from Carrie,
please. Hey, everybody. Keith Simpson.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
And we are back. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Tanner. I couldn't see your head nod there because the camera was like blocking you there.
It's all good.
Yeah. Let's hear the Max City Minute, bro.
Alrighty, question number one. What is your go-to topping when ordering a pizza?
Oh, it's got to be pineapple. I know it is controversial, but to me, it's not. It's double pineapple.
All right.
Just, you know, put a whole pineapple on my pizza.
Do you like pizza on your pineapple?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's delicious. You cut a slice of pineapple, and you put some pizza sauce and cheese. You were kidding, but I've done it. It's delicious. And then you put some pineapple on that as well on top.
Wow.
Question number two, what is your favorite music to dance to?
Playing. Pretty much just, if the music is playing, I'm dancing to it.
Great answer.
When I'm dancing is one of the few times where I'm able to kind of partition off some of my brain and I feel less in pain. I pay for it afterwards. I pay seriously, but and you'll see me. I was at Pride After Party or the Summer Festival there, and I got on the dance floor at the start of the night, and I didn't stop dancing until Cupid ended at the end of the night, and it was fantastic. That's
awesome. Question number three. What is your go-to way to celebrate a good day?
My go-to way to celebrate a good day. I'm going to say with pineapple. No, not really. I think the go-to way to celebrate a good day is, you know, with my kid, one of them lives in Edmonton, and, you know, calling him up and talking about and sharing our achievements and our failures and how we've grown to success from those failures. Or with my second scion, who lives in town here, with their mother. And, yeah, it's... You know, spending time with them and celebrating those successes together, and really, they're always built from some failure. So being able to recognize and witness that and grow from it is awesome when we do it together.
Question number four, what is the best part for you about doing your own shows?
The best part for me is, you might not have noticed during this, our chat, is I do like to talk. Yeah,
came to the right place.
It's surprising. I never shut up. The best part is, about a year ago, I had a guy come up to me, and he was a rap student for one of my talks from when he was 17, and it had been 20 years later. So I talked to him 20 years ago, and he told me about how He used the personal risk assessment that I taught him, and he used the right to refuse work if it's dangerous, and he used it throughout his career. And now he was, 17 plus 20, I guess. 37, yeah, math. Ain't it great?
I did it earlier, actually. That's why I know it that quick.
And, so he had a wife and three kids and had spent his life injury-free and got to do all the things he enjoyed. He was traveling. He was rock climbing. Like, it was listening to him tell the stories was, that's the best part, is... If I know that, like, even if it's just that one person who I've ever saved, that's worth it. And it's worth it to the companies, too, right? Like, the estimate is $100,000 a year is what a company will lose to an injury. So by this guy's staying safe for 20 years. That saved the companies he's worked for $2 million. And, like, the safety isn't a cost. Safety is an investment. Yeah. And it's an investment in your future. And that's what I like about talking about it.
Yeah.
And your final question. If you had to eliminate one fast food restaurant, what would you pick?
Why?
If I had to eliminate one fast food restaurant, I haven't eaten a lot of fast food in the last, since about February.
Yeah.
And I've dropped over 80 pounds.
Congratulations.
Which is fantastic. So I don't know necessarily. I think everyone, you know, deserves to exist for somebody. But if I was going to eliminate one, I would probably pick the one that is the hardest for me to resist. And that would be Timbits from Tim Hortons.
Wow. Great answer.
Before I started losing weight, I was eating like 50 Timbits a day. Because they're delicious. And
oh, they are delicious.
That,
I'm mad at you.
I can do that easy.
I got some donut stories.
Like. Yeah. Well, and when you're injured, there's times when you look for any point of happiness, mm-hmm. and that pop of sugar is just, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get that moment, and you're like, oh no, it hurts again. Toss in another one. Oh, it hurts again. Yeah. Toss in another one. And then you feel like crap after like 10 of them, but you can't stop. You're like, so, yeah.
Those have been your five questions.
There you go.
And it only took me a minute to answer them, which was so impressive.
Well, actually, the reason we call it the Max City Minute is because in Fort McMurray, we all know nothing really takes a minute here. You know, somebody be like, I'll be there in a minute. It's never a minute.
That is so true.
Yeah.
That is a good reason to call it that.
Thanks, man. So, listen, you grew up here.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
So, yeah. Like, where did you grow up in Fort Mac?
I'm a Beacon Hill kid.
Nice.
Where'd you go to high school?
I was Comp.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Tanner's a Comper.
Yeah, some of us went to the wrong schools.
Hey. Minor pride, baby.
Absolutely. Yeah, listen, there's, like, you asked if I did any research on you before you came on the show. The answer is no. Like, I don't do any research on anybody before they come on the show. However, I know your sister very well. She was my science teacher when I was in high school. And then we moved up to Beacon Hill.
Okay.
And her and my wife and Frank, like, we hang out. So,
oh, awesome.
So I know a little bit about your background, but I know nothing about, like only through.
Because of the family.
Yeah.
Connection.
That's right.
No, yep. My sister's a teacher. My ex-wife used to be a teacher and now helps run the SECPA.
Yeah.
The Suncor Center for the Performing Arts. Yeah. And
and your mom's super cool.
Yeah, my mom used to be a teacher, mm-hmm. and she actually got into it because I was a little bit of a problem child. Yeah. as I was growing up. Mm-hmm. I was a little hyperactive.
Okay.
As we would say now.
Yeah.
And it was good. Growing up in Beacon Hill was amazing,
mm-hmm.
and that's why when me and my ex-wife were shopping for a house,
mm-hmm.
it had to be.
Yeah,
we started looking everywhere, mm-hmm. but quickly went to just Beacon Hill.
Yeah,
and so our house she and my second scion still live there.
Yeah.
Is in historic Beacon Hill.
Oh, okay.
Which is the section that didn't burn down.
Oh.
I like to refer to it as the historic
center
of Beacon Hill.
There you go.
And it's got the history behind it.
Yeah.
And really, I'm just trying to convince people that.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's
cool.
Great to live there. And My Scion, they didn't get to do it as much this year because the Bears were all over the place, but they love just going into the woods, tramping into the woods and finding a tree to lean against and just sitting there staring at nature and or sitting staring down at 63 coming up Beacon Hill. And I used to do the exact same thing. And, yeah, it's awesome to have that shared history and that those moments of... And that's one of the things I've always really liked about McMurray is there are so many, like, shared moments and... Nature is never more than 5 minutes away. You can always just like, I need to go hug a tree. That's a 2 minute walk away.
There you
can
go.
Give that tree a hug. You can try and pull the sap off you as you pull away from the tree and you realize maybe I should have hugged a different tree. Yeah, it's amazing, and it allows you. And the other thing that's always amazed me about Fort McMurray is the people who are here. Like, the amount of just raw talent that this city has is like no other, right? The folks who volunteer for... the theater, they're doing as good of a job as Broadway across Canada, right? Like, it's amazing. My ex-wife is involved in Rent, which is coming up November 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th.
That's correct.
The 15th is... for people who can't afford a ticket, if you reach out to Swamp Rat, you can go to the special preview on the 15th, and that's awesome. And the fact that we have like Rent in Fort McMurray is crazy.
Yeah.
And I love it. It's fantastic.
That's right. Well, funny enough, you doing a shout out. Tanner tapped his watch a little while ago, so we're at the end of the show. But before we cut you loose, you get a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Well, I'm going to have to shamelessly shout out my show on November 28th. It's great. You'll learn wonderful safety messages, tools that you can use. It's somewhat heavy as I take you through getting a 2.5-ton power pole dropped on your back and what you got it what that feels like afterwards.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a great show. Go to the Keanu Theater ticket website for tickets, or you can reach out to me, Brandon at dragonhearth.ca, and yeah, I'd love to hear from you, love to see you at the show, and I've really loved talking about McMurray and safety, and it's wonderful.
There you go.
I'll be here anytime you want.
There you go. Love it. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to Noral Toyota as well as Kerry from Patchouli Rose. We do appreciate both of your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.